Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Yeah, give thanks and praise to the Most High. We are here yet again. One more week.
Hold on, let me do it again. Unscripted. If not, acknowledge it to them.
Yeah, we did. I fully did. And the people behind the camera also acknowledged it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you feel better about yourself? All
right. Yeah.
To my right. Yeah. Spoiled child. Let me start calling it.
Spoiled child. I'm just entitled. I'm not spoiled. I'm just entitled, man.
If there's a diva in the group, it's ready.
Yeah, man.
But they don't know me. I'm going to pick up my brother one time.
Pick up my Red Sox.
You're all out like... Yeah, live up to the Knicks, Rodney, you know.
Hey, yo, yeah,
full no. Black.
No, attack. Hire the one, kill the three.
That is it.
Yeah.
Where you stay, you're Gucci?
You come back with that OST or something, you know.
It's a question. How are you? You okay?
I'm not Gucci. No. But I'm good.
You're okay?
I'm good.
Wonderful. How was your weekend?
It was eventful.
Anything memorable you want to share?
Sleep.
Yeah, that's
lovely. No, don't share that.
That's lovely. Enjoy. I'm happy you got that. I didn't get any. Oh, yes, still?
I'm good, man. I'm good. All things bright and beautiful.
Fresh from foreign. Yeah. How was that?
It's good. Good vibes. Good
Dad, you know, say something going up on the road you have to tell the people. Then.
Man. I mean, all right. So it was the beginning of the... So this year marked the 20th anniversary of Unknown Language album, which is an album with Footprints and Solid as a Rock. Mm-hmm. Them songs, so... You know, we decided to commemorate it with a tour. So, you know, it was the beginning of that. So that was nice, you know.
Yeah, you know, Rachel Craig. Mm. You see, you were humble, brag. The man is neatly making a new one say, on my album, man, we're really great.
20 years, you know what I mean?
And, you know, I know you come on as my thing.
Yeah.
It's easy thing for the button.
So we just arrange a tour.
We just line up a small tour.
You know.
A couple places in Asia.
Well, you know. We tour every year. Right. However, we decided to call this one the 20th.
You never decide to call this one the 20th, you know.
It just happened 20th.
Yeah. In other words, veteran status.
No.
It's a bad.
You're not boy.
No.
That means your music now fall into a classic category.
Correct.
Okay.
We have two classic albums for sure.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Big up the Rolls Royce music.
Good vibes. International reggae dancer and superstar Craigie T.
Big up.
And I am by. Well, it's not just coffee. Nothing special.
That's right. The Earl and tea.
Run on one pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't burn me down one day today.
The Earl and Milo.
I love it. Yo, so, anyways, Carnival season. So, me, I can tell you what going on. I mean, it up on the road. And
of course. Man.
One thing I love with Jamaican people, just for culture, dog, is we're expressive. I mean, sometimes you wear people's feelings, you know, but if you're honest, you will laugh.
Mm.
So, I'm going to have an event for the man comes up and play a song. The DJ play Gym Body. You know that soccer song, Gym Body?
No,
Gym Body.
I don't.
The song name Gym Body, you can imagine. They must say, yo, the girl in my fit.
Mm.
Yo, you have one girl now, one big orange leotard looking something, look like 1-2-2.
Wow.
And so when that song they play,
yeah,
your mouths roll out in a brother.
Out.
Literally.
Mm. Now, here away, get wicked. Somebody like them spot the play, and sister and moms are celebrate. The man run, show money pull up. I say, yo, dedicate the song to moms in the orange, yo. Brother. Jamaican people. She laugh at herself too, but we could tell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Touch our con. But yeah, it's been an eventful weekend. Thank God, street them free up again.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to see the post about it still. No. Some interesting post.
It was fun to experience.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. A lot of it was...
No, man, this is some nice girl out there, man.
Bro, every year, I'm willing to tell you, based on my own experience,
yeah,
I'm not knocking Trini girls. Some of them are very fine. I'm not knocking Bajan girls. They're not as fine as Trini girls. But Jamaica will always have
the best
woman
in
the world.
Oh my God.
I'm going to co-sign with that. And since we're going to talk about soccer a little bit later, I'm going to chill with that topic. Yeah. We can go into the actual meat of the matter, what they have to talk about.
Meat is a good thing to go in.
No. The shame tree. I think at some point we need to call a spade. I know most people, they will go to the internet and tell their truth, so to speak. And nothing wrong with that. Mm. But I believe there should be a line. There should be a point of demarcation where we can say, yo.
How far is too far?
How far is too far? There is telling the truth, and I think there is oversharing. Because sometimes, and I tell you where we're going with this. Sometimes people will give you unnecessary details about a situation in hopes, I'm assuming sometimes in hopes of getting either sympathy or shock value. But at the end of the day, where it all boils down to his likes.
They might call it therapy.
It could also be. It could also. Remember, there are always marginalized people out there. No? There are always people out there that might be experiencing very unique circumstances and situations. So if you're in that position, you should talk about it just in case somebody else is experiencing those same or similar unique circumstances or situations. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or how them are going
to
know?
But you still have to.
So them have to share.
No, but you still have to understand that your willingness to share in this so-called aim of helping others understand, I want to use the word, even the volatility of what you say, can make a lot of people who personally experience what you're talking about, it make them relive. So it's like a woman who get up and suddenly want to talk about having been raped 3 times. Yes, she can be talking about it to empower other people, but she has to understand, based on how she talk about it, that all these women who may understand this,
mm-hmm,
by how she disseminate this information, it might have the opposite effect. And I think some things are too glibly dealt with too. Like, it's not like you get up and say to somebody, hey, you know, say last week my dog bite me and then me go to the doctor. If you come and say, you know, I've had sex with 25 people and we get shot 20 times. Huh?
Mm.
It's not the same.
No, I'm with you. Because you're not wrong. I mean, I believe it's okay, especially like you said. I mean, I give you an example. You remember the youth? Where I think he lose his job now because him there tell the story about some man who used to molest him when he was younger and him afraid to go to the police station and everything there. And eventually over time it's like, no, them reopen the case. Because apparently they close the case and run him and say, yo, you know, move from your son. Them man, they are big respected man in the community, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now them reopen the case and, you know, I mean, them start taking it with certain level of seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using this one as an example for a reason. Let's say that you did start detail what happened when the man molested him. Because he just tell the story and he say, yo, the man put call me over my house, molest me. He move on. Because he must say, yo, the point isn't that he not careful tell us the gory details of the molestation.
Right.
He wants us to know, say, yo, the person lower him. It was somebody respected in the community. He thought he had a responsibility to respect this person based on how everybody was treated.
Right. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But when you all come here, you give too much detail.
His moral to that story should be, and I don't want to speak for him, but we hope the moral to his story is, for anybody out there who has a circumstance like mine, that you see somebody in a far more respectable circumstance, mm-hmm, or socially above, don't be afraid to say something.
Speak up.
Fine. At the same time, social media is not it, because I can promise you, bro.
But
if you come on social media and call me name and say certain things about me that didn't happen 15 years ago, because you've never reported it to the police,
mm-hmm,
and all these things, you run the risk of becoming, again, the victim
of a lawsuit.
Of your own circumstance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, more, kind of dive a little bit more into this topic, though. Is it a situation where these people are experiencing a false sense of friendship with people that they cannot see? 20, in other words,
20,000 followers.
Is it that these people are having some kind of, what's the word, fictitious relationship or friendship or companionship with their followers? But a lot of them feel like it's a personal conversation they're having, you know. It's like them talking about personal, because there used to be a time when there was a private life. People don't really have those things anymore. Well, I do. But normal people don't really have those things anymore. So yes. What I want to know is...
If them feel like 20,000 followers...
Is
them friends?
And I'm not even asking if. I actually believe when I watch...
Under friends
when I watch
rule, you forget?
Then that message, when I watch these things, I believe that they do believe that these people are genuinely concerned and have genuine responses for them.
Yeah, you post a picture and you get 10,000 likes. Clearly, I have 10,000 people who like me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I did post a certain picture or if I do a certain video, I can end up with 20,000 people.
So then that mess, you know.
Everybody loves me.
So that mess, you know. So is a what it is almost like people's personalities are is they're not even real. Not even real.
It's a manic state of existence, you know.
For real.
So for me, and I mean, I hope the rest of the I hope other people could have seen this, because unless even Kaisen and you they were streamed for 24 hours. I really don't believe that when those cameras are off, that's how he made him live. You get what I'm saying? I believe he's putting on a performance while the camera is on, you get one side eye. As soon as the cameras go off, you go back to being a regular person.
Oh. Yeah, but how long does it take you, given the amount of time you invest in this world, how long does it take you before you don't know the difference between who you are when it's on and who you are when it's off?
So that's when we start looking on the health versus harm situation now, because as you said in the earlier, you know, some people really genuinely find it therapeutic to get up and speak them truth. And it empower them, can speak them truth to 200,000 people, how much ever followers them have. And you know what I mean? That's important for them. Them feel freedom. Them feel like a weight has been lifted off their shoulders.
No, bro, let me tell you something.
No? You don't think anything them got through that?
And I think a lot of things start out with strategy. I think a lot of people get up and then brush them teeth and then put it out there and then get 10 followers. Then them wash them face the next day, them get and what them eat and what them do. And then them get up one day and them tell the story about them and their mother, then them talk about them brother, then them talk about them friend. And they're seeing things increase. So suddenly, the more I tell you, whether it is true or not, but the more I give you is the more interest I'm getting.
Mm.
Sooner or later, I'm going to start embellishing. And it go on and go on and go on. Bro, and you don't know what is real.
What's sad is, they've already, some of them start off with embellishment. Really? Some of them go rent somewhere, go rent a car, them go rent a jet like the youth where, I don't want to talk about him, but apparently the youth where dip him face in the bucket, that's not really how he lives. All of that was rented, it's just props for a commercial, and him shooting commercial, and people think, oh yeah, make it now in the life.
No, but you see that though, even that though, you know, to me, That is slightly different, because in planet,
absolutely,
that's
genius marketing,
right?
I won't knock it. The people who believe that it's real, they are the ones. And I said, boy, I'm really slow though. You know what I mean? Like when they can't look beyond the veil and see that this is not somebody's real life.
All right,
this is the performance that they're presenting.
Yeah. But outside of that too, like there are people that. The keeping up of the performance is done for so long that it actually become them.
I've had this conversation before.
They don't know who they are without the performance. Without an audience, they don't know who they are.
One of my favorite dancehall artists. Now, the moment he wake up, if he tell somebody good morning, he speaks the way he speaks when he's on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying? No, if you knew him before, you would know that's not how he used to talk.
Right.
However, in that role, in that character for so long.
Adapt it.
Exactly. It has become him.
Yeah, but understand this.
The character now has taken over the body.
Let's be very honest with each other, gentlemen. What sells? You realize that the people who get the most notoriety, the most fame, the most attention have to have a sad story. And I'm not knocking people with sad stories. But when you sit down with somebody and say, let's talk to Craig. So Craig, what was it like growing up? You hardly ever hear anybody sit down and say to you, my life was good. And, you know, I went to a good school, had great friends, blah, blah, blah. That not make it.
That's what them.
You see the next story that come, hear how the next story works. The next story works when somebody says, tell you the truth. We were poor, but we were happy. Why? 13 now we have a sleep on the dirt. And we had to move from place to place and bravery and sufferation and hardship and walk 10 miles to go to school and use a toilet 15 miles down the road. You see, by the time that interview done, everybody sit down and I said, John, only for a year, a man grandmother sit down in our house and say, oh, you could have really sit down and tell people them something. Not no gossip, but you plan to go find them grandma. No, you buy it. And as of now, what you start doing, you look at their lives today and give them the credit because of how far them see them coming from, but it's not the truth. But they have increased their corporate image, or whatever the image they want to put. And you buy into the lie. See, it's not every day them going walk and tell you this story, and this story just tell at the right time. Tyler Perry.
My thing is, I've always...
Yeah, by an army base, what can I tell you?
No,
right, Confederate, that does.
Mm. I've always believed that you, and this is a thing we already talked about already, but you wall up your stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that you go through are things that you go through. It's between you and your God. And you go through them, and you handle your business, and you do what you do. That's how me grew up. So, unless a situation arises that calls for me to speak about certain hardships or certain challenges what we go through or overcome. Mm. I don't see the reason for share it.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm a man. Me don't really believe some man must share problems unless I'm sharing it with somebody who can actually help them to figure out a solution.
Some at-risk youth.
All the circumstances that are there, right.
Some at-risk youth, so yeah, I said to them, yo.
Even somebody may not give them certain details.
Don't use this because me understand it.
Mm-hmm.
From a perspective. Me see.
But wait.
Fear. That can work.
Yeah. You know, to put it succinctly, big word.
Hey.
Succinctly.
Spell that.
S-U-C-C.
So.
Pull up.
succinctly.
I-N-C.
Oh.
So.
Use it in a sentence.
I just did.
No, a sentence.
You want me to put it succinctly?
Okay.
Are you on the language of origin? Of origin?
Oh! Concise.
Aye.
You want me to use a synonym?
A what?
Or do you mean the same thing?
You must have seen, man.
Bro. You ramp with me in the garden of the day, and I'm doing them. Sure. Alright, but with that said,
I'm going to need to raise my levels. Yeah, succinctly. Yeah.
I think what we really need to make the people understand is that, yo, there's a consequence to everything. So you see, when you get up, and you, without nobody to force you, get up and share certain gory details about your life, don't be surprised when the people who you think would have sorry for you and dip on your side and be your friends, turn on and weaponize those things that you said and use it against you.
Isn't it even
worth it? And there's additional stress that comes with it when you have to answer the follow-up questions like, so, how much time in beat you? In beat you with board? In kicking a bit? All of these things come with it because you are not exposing these things and making them public. Yeah. So if you don't want to deal with it by every level, don't do it.
Let me tell you what. You see, as we said, because me have a private life, but I really want to know about the private life. I would let them keep it private from me too.
Me too.
You understand? So that's why I'm not really pay attention to the, like, me don't want to buck up somebody in the supermarket. I know so she have vaginal warts. Yeah. I don't want to bump up. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop cursing. But I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. But they sit there with this.
That's not the point, you know. You know the bigger point.
I don't want to see somebody. No. I don't want to walk. I'm the bigger point, somebody and know, sir. So, oh, yeah, you went through 2 bouts of STDs last week.
No, like, the bigger point to that, you know, Craig. I can't see how the woman who would have declared publicly that she have vaginal warts could be offended and then turn around and make a post and say, people, I'm in the supermarket and this man just crudely addressed me as the girl with the vaginal warts. This is after, this is after she posted it and told you, I have said it 100 times, a lot of women out there like this thing called public life. If your waking moment to your sleeping moment is public, you cannot at any point, all when your granny and your dog dead, you cannot then say, we are asking for privacy during this time. You have given yourself no privacy.
Exactly.
Appreciate. If you left your front door open, and your gate, you're inviting stranger to walk through your house.
Actually.
All right.
How do you... I've always wondered this. How do you publicly ask for privacy? How do you do that?
I mean, if...
No, you, why are you asking for privacy? That not tell you say you're too public?
No, but why are you asking publicly for privacy?
Hold on a minute.
I can understand.
I tell you say you're living at the public to the point that then you have to have big privacy. Like you know something wrong?
If you were to go through some situation...
Joke team.
I'm sure you would have to publicly tell everybody, say, guys, don't fucking bombard me.
Why? No,
just be unavailable. Why? What are you talking about?
Fair.
No. You don't show up at a concert and say, don't watch me.
No?
On the stage?
Yeah.
You don't stand up on the stage and say,
don't watch me.
Tonight I'm not in the mood.
What are you talking about?
Tonight I'm not in the mood to perform people, so please, look at them.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
You're mad.
No, I'm not here.
I've never understood that.
I'm not here.
I have close personal friends that do these things, you know. Mm. And I'm like,
the only thing you want privacy to take it.
Bro.
Shut out the public.
I don't get it.
If you are going through a divorce, as a friend of mine had done in the past, nobody knows. And you come out and say, as you might well know, we've considered separation. So we're asking for your consideration and privacy during this very rough time. Then them do an interview and say, people can be so cold and uncaring in this moment
of grief.
All these comments these and people are so insensitive. I mean, I said, look here, Junkrit, please. Well, the Junkrit went to Junkro, but anyway, how did people come to know?
Say, yeah, I got you something.
You told them, and then, that's why I said to you, the mere fact that you ask for privacy means you have given yourself to the public. Do not blame people when them turn around and say, oh, well, him catching a bed with the next man. Oh, well, this, that. You open yourself.
If you know Jamaican people, you know people.
Like vagina to gynecologist, I mean, come on.
Regardless of how you are facing it, you could have been life and death, you know. You see a girl who says she has vaginal water, I bet this mother can start calling her water.
What? Yeah, man.
They're going to have all kind of name.
But,
how you reach out water, though?
Have you ever...
Water.
Have you ever noticed?
Wart?
No, my hearing catch water.
Have you ever noticed?
W-A-R-T-H-O-G.
Have you ever noticed that these people that are speaking their truth, right, are always the ones that say they don't care about what people think, and you know them just talking and
that's what they start.
Yeah, but
that's always the preamble.
No, that's not the start. That's not the start. The baddest start in our history is, I don't usually come to the public and talk about myself.
Yo, you know when you said that, I know exactly who you are.
But on this occasion, I felt really compelled to do it, right? And I just God.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great reason.
Yeah, I don't.
I think we'll get them enough. We'll get them enough attention for this one day.
Yeah, I think I'm more comfortable not watching those things.
First, me myself.
I would play devil's advocate though, because if it is a marketing strategy for whatever product you feel that you are or you are selling,
mm-hmm.
if it really is a marketing strategy, it's not a bad one because people do get immersed in other people's private lives and private affairs, right? So if it is that is marketing, do you think it's not for me? I'm not interested in that. And even if my buck me to and watch something, I'm not a member because I have my life to live. I have my own life.
Because somebody is hilarious.
If I never for that podcast, I wouldn't watch most. Yeah, some of the thing, but coffee standing at the group. I said, what?
No.
I'm gonna get back that 10 minutes here of my life. I'm gonna get back that 5 minutes here of my life. I'm gonna watch that something
else. Like, that?
God, man.
That is an indication to you that you need help because the fact that you see coffee saying something,
I watch it.
No, that you open it. Then after opening it, that you sit down and say, let me figure this out. Craig, let me just tell you from now. Coffee are my brethren. But it can't make sense.
Okay.
It can't make sense.
With that said,
yeah.
People, don't do it. If you think you want to tell about the time when you're idle and suffer, don't do it. We don't need for you. We never see Kanye West. That's a very different day. That's a very whole different day.
Why did he go there?
What are we going to do right now?
I need my pearls.
What we're going to talk about right now is Mr. Craig got bring himself got him step on the Bosa wide floor.
I'm saying.
But
bro, oh,
everybody told me
that. Never mean it, but never know.
At this time, Craig would like some privacy to deal with this matter. Yeah, right now he's going through
we're in the Luxurious Studios of Ideas Evolution. And of course, you don't know if you want to book yourself a session here, record your own show. All you have to do is scan the QR code. It will take you to the page where you can book. And from there you can set up yourself. Yeah, so welcome to Unscripted Court. Unscripted Court is basically where we bring a subject before the judge. In this case, the judge presiding will be the Honorable Craigie T. Essentially what we will do is present our cases and the judge will listen and then make a judgment. Of course, we'll also open up this segment to the court of public opinion, whereby you can leave your opinions in the comments, but please don't expect us to respond because all of us have lives and we have responsibilities, so we won't be paying attention to the comments. Our mediator, our moderator will pay attention to the comments. They will answer. Now with that said,
Perhaps.
So what is the matter that the judge is
the matter that the judge will be hearing today is, given what we saw over the weekend.
Who are who in the matter as prosecution and defense? Me and you?
Yeah.
So you already have biased the matter by declaring what the matter is?
Bro, you know what the matter is?
No, I don't know. You're on what's the matter?
This is why I'm not reading the room.
I'm okay.
This is why I'm not reading the room.
What's the matter?
Nothing. because I'm afraid I read anything from this bird, you know?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm not reading the group, you know? However, so we saw over the past week and over the past years, we've seen where Carnival in Jamaica has taken off. And the question to the judge and what we'll be making our cases for is, will dancehall ever accomplish something as big and as successful as the carnival celebrations that we just saw?
Am I allowed to just ask you in a context? You mean you want...
So who are you with?
You're talking about the presentation of it. Look, we have Road March Carnival.
The event.
You are Road March. Okay, the event.
The event.
A dancehall event like Carnival. Good. Okay, let's go.
No, it'll be just one night.
No, no, it don't matter.
Carnival in Jamaica is not one.
It don't matter.
No.
I said no.
You said four. That man,
are you decide? You just tell me, so now we know. Okay.
Never just.
So I must be for it.
Yo, pull up this blunt.
You don't want me for it.
You want me before?
Be for it.
Alright.
Yeah, you be for it.
Go on. You know me, but that's what all of the evidence I'm have. What go?
No, I don't want to stump you, no counsel.
Continue, sir.
You know, yeah?
Well, I'm going to tell somebody, please.
Alright, good. So, well, I can tell you this much. My lord, dancehall, by its very foundation, presentation, its genre, its cultural expressions, its beginnings, the way carnival is presented in this country is an antithetical way to have it done like carnival. Dancehall and carnival, two different things. We have never enjoyed dancehall the way carnival is presented. It might be a good concept, but it is not the way we know it to be. We'd be bastardizing dancehall to curate it and create it in a different cultural space for it to look like carnival. Carnival must remain as carnival. Dancehall must find its own way to expand its own branding and not try to bitch and live off something else. I rest.
Well, that was easy. So what council has failed to acknowledge in this case is that the question was not about whether dancehall will be soca or be carnival. Will they ever achieve something of that size, that magnitude, that level of success? Currently, there are dancehall festivals that come close, because ultimately that's what carnival is. It's a festival. It's a week of celebration culminating in one big road march. What we're seeing, especially with events like Dream Weekend, which is no longer a weekend, it's now Dream Week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the success of that type of event requires a level of cooperation, a level of swallowing, people swallowing their own egos and looking at the big picture instead of their own pockets. If people can make the sacrifice first, collaborate, plan, seek the necessary approvals, I believe that it is a matter of time, that this is just a matter of time before we will have dancehall festivals just as big or probably bigger than carnival. It requires planning, it requires dedication. The people, I don't want to call them guys, the people that plan carnival events, when it ends, when the last event happens, the Monday or the Tuesday after Road March, they go back to planning the following Monday for the next year. These are established promoters who keep individual events, but they all come together with one goal in sight and say, you know what, we're going to make this bigger than it was last year. If we can get 8 to 10 solid dancehall promoters with good business acumen, I don't mean the ones who are just in it to eat a food, but the ones who have good business acumen and can plan, present a package, and present a globally attractive product, then I believe dancehall will indeed see something of the magnitude that carnival has.
You know, my lord.
That is my case.
You know, I need not go any further, but I must. If I didn't know better, you know, I'd realize that council has really just found the cushion to my argument by reinforcing the shortcomings that dancehall has within its entire foundation. Just by that listing of the things dancehall needs to do to become, is clear evidence that in truth and in fact, we need not waste any more time trying to fit something called like carnival. You mentioned the fact that it's a festival and it has road marches. I'm going to say it again. Dancehall is not the culture that does road marches. The mere mention of road march is entrenched in the DNA of carnival. The fact that Jamaica has failed to do what many across Europe have been able to do and keep bona fide reggae / dancehall festivals. It tells you it is not an issue that they're unable to get it done in Jamaica. Maybe bad mind, maybe cutthroat, maybe all the things you have mentioned. Even though dancehall is great in Jamaica, we're never going to see it become what carnival can become. Until maybe somebody from foreign would do it come here, just like how we took something from foreign and made our great carnival. Sadly, it is not an indictment on dancehall. It is just an indictment on the culture. Because we are the culture and we have failed it. Elsewhere it is great. But until such time, long live carnival and them rare.
Aaron, I think Council is confused because my statement was specific to say this is the culmination. Their road march is the culmination. No, a road march doesn't have to be the culmination of a dancehall event. I wouldn't expect that.
Just a culmination.
A massive event that culminates the week of activities that happened previously. What I think Council is relying on is the culture behind dancehall, whereby it is so competitive that instead of somebody looking to say, hey, you know, that guy's a great product and these people over here have a great product, maybe we should team up. It always is a case where you versus you versus you. And we never get to see what can happen when you work with you and work with you. Culture change is definitely possible. I'm somebody who has specialized in culture change. So I know that culture change is possible. It takes time, but and it also takes persistence. I believe if we get the right set of people together in a room and the right motivation, there's nothing that will stop dancehall from being bigger than the week of activities that we just saw, which brought record numbers of tourists to our shores. Prosecutioners.
I put it to you now, though.
Final statement.
As a closing argument, let me just put it to you. Reggae Sunsplash, which of course marketed dancehall. Reggae Sunfest, which marketed dancehall. Two of the biggest music festivals we've had. Sting, even more targeted towards dancehall. Been around a while. When you add the three festivals together, we have yet, in all the years that these have existed, Carnival, come, see some splash. It's not that we lack the money. It's not that we lack the right people to work together. Because in order to keep these festivals, we've always had the right people together. What we need to stop doing, and I think we've been doing it for too long, because my learned friend is now most unlearned in his argument. Everybody's trying to see how best they can get a model to look like carnival. And that has helped us to suffer, stutter, and stumble when the time comes to plan this greatness we are talking about. Leave that out of the periphery. Leave that out of the headline. Leave that out of the rear view. Just focus on making it what it is and should be without trying to compare anything else. Counsel, just tell the judge, you started off with a poodle and asked it to be a pit bull. Go on with your pit bull and know says a poodle you have. And let's just end this right now.
Well said. But closing. In your closing argument, you highlighted what is already a foundation for something that can be bigger than what we just discussed. No, you just mentioned Sumfest, and I know Sumfest is coming up soon. And Sumfest has started to become not just Dancehall Night 1 and Dancehall Night 2, or International Night, or whatever they want to phrase it as. No. It has now become a week of activities whereby there's a sound clash involved, there's a beach party involved. So we are seeing where one event promoted by one group of individuals is already doing a good chunk of what soca has done or in this country. Now imagine, now just imagine a world, a utopian existence where that same promoter will then call my friends over there at wherever you want to call. I don't want to call anybody's name in particular, but you call my promoters over there and say, hey, you know what? You guys did an awesome retro party. Come and do a retro party for me. You guys did an awesome jersey party. Come do a jersey party for me. You hold the Monday, you take the Tuesday, you take the Wednesday, and they team there and pool their efforts. Just imagine how magnificent that week of Sumfest would be, where people would leave their homes to come and see a dancehall event be the culmination of a week of activities before that.
The biggest night of Sumfest, though, about 100,000.
You never say you're close.
After 20 years.
Oh, you're after you're close. Go lock your mouth, man. Judge, what you say? The judge at all.
Your Honor, you're a counselor. A disrespect.
I'm bad, my life.
What I will say. Okay, fine. The biggest night of Sumfest might not have had 100,000, but there was a concert held in the stadium by the same promoter. Recently, a Vibes Cartel concert that had record numbers of people.
Numbers? How many? Your Honor, how many?
Brother, the man that questioned the judge. How kind of man is?
No, no. He
let the judge make him clear, brother.
The judge never says him summation, you know.
And Bujo also did it.
35,000 people hold in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to you, as a rebuttal, I'm saying to you, after 20 years and more.
No, you don't rebut me.
No.
You rebut him. You just have to say something. You just
to him.
Yeah, fix it.
After 20, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
none of these festivals, with even this weak argument about a week of festival, none of it has been able to produce 80,000 people in a venue, 50,000 people in a venue.
However.
And the reference point now is Bujo and Cartel at 35. Sad.
However, the matter was, can it happen? That was the question.
As like Carnival. Don't forget, like Carnival.
No, with the same level of success.
Yes, like Carnival is a reference point.
With the same level of success. So I based on what you have said, what both of you have said, it is my judgment that I think it can. Will it be easy? No. Will it look like Carnival? Never.
Never.
That sound exactly like a start and tell you.
Ruling. It's possible, but it's not going
to
look like
that. All things are possible. It is possible for me to sleep with 15 women one time. Have I done it? No. Is it possible? Sure.
You
know if you do it, I don't sleep.
Until it didn't happen.
But you're asleep.
It's possible. All things are possible.
Two extra on the curl of the bed when you're asleep.
It's possible for the sun and the moon shine at the same time and it rain. Who knows?
Even.
So the judges now. My lord, you are telling us about it is possible.
Randy,
you have put nothing behind it.
If you want to see Randy, I'm going to fight to the...
No, I'm going to
appeal it.
Appeal it.
Jack, make sure you
orange, you peel orange, man.
Right?
Yeah, you peel orange.
You're on a compromise.
Orange, you peel. You don't know nothing about
you're
me and my
compromise. You compromise.
We have any closing words? this is an interesting week.
You know, you take out one part and left the prize, though.
The promise.
You left the prize, though.
You left the promise. The promise, you don't know nothing about my
promise.
Yeah. We have no closing words.
Yeah.
I would like to say something about this dancehall thing. I too believe that it is possible with the right collaborations. I think though that Rodney is very correct when he says that once we start, it's like the the curse of when an artist start crossing over,
looking to another genre.
Yeah, they automatically
because you're trying to appeal to a different audience.
Right, so they, they automatically forget the root of where they're coming from. They forget them core. I think that with the right group of people that pay attention, and it come through generations too, you know, because what is happening now is that more and more of the holders of the purse strings are dancehall fans. There was a point in time where dancehall had to be dependent on regular purse string holders. Now it is not the case. That is not the case. So it is more and more likely that the right group of collaborators can come together. So I'm optimistic.
Azam, any parting words?
I'm realistic. My optimism doesn't deny my realism. I think we've always had the right people, the right money, the right everything. But we have to just understand that a lot of people in dancehall don't believe in dancehall.
Right.
A lot of people in dancehall are individualistic enjoyers of dancehall.
I said that in my argument.
So there are people who you've seen in soca who put money in dancehall, but they put money in dancehall behind a certain kind of branding. But if you ask them to expand that and carry it to another level, they're not doing it.
I mean,
why? It's probably just not profitable.
You know that Jamaica,
in the bigger scheme of things,
Jamaica has an unfortunate reputation of not standing behind the things that are Jamaican.
Yeah,
And that is
what. But that's where we need the culture change.
Then you see, after it take off and it become a brand. Mm. Right? A lot of people never understand the value of Sound Clash.
Yeah.
Till Mighty Crown. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you start here, oh, see that? A lot of people never understand the value of dancing in dancehall until
you must take it. I'm just clashing in general until verses.
I'm just saying, when I was said and done, we...
That clashing was really our thing.
Yeah, but in the end, let me tell you something.
That's why Beanie and Bunty and Versus
was the biggest
was thing. Beyond what anybody else could have fathomed.
Yeah.
Because for them to see us do that,
but, say, but who it took to the Versus?
Who them and they practice?
Eh?
That's what I was saying.
So everybody understands the value of what we have. We understand the value.
We
just haven't. Use the value.
No,
we have great dreams and small minds.
I'm sure.
That's
right. We live in our country, we'll party that's every week. That's so right. you see the man who keep, I mean, he has to use names, but the man who keep the Monday event, take them event and say, yo, don't have Mobi. The man who keep the Tuesday event in our one next to this, take it and say, Mobi for the week. Yeah. Wednesday, Wednesday, whatever Wednesday it is, this or that, the Thursday. You are the man with that name and that event. And take it and move it to that Donga Mobi as part of that week that we are culminating at some place. We are talking about. Tell me, say that makes sense. It's possible. But what happens all of some fest, this week of festivities that's being planned by some fest, is the same person that planned all the days.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I say? You know, segment, you know, look on the bigger picture and say, you know, say, if my youth then bring some people down here from Thursday, I mean, I keep something. Tuesday. Might then bring some people down here Tuesday and may I keep something Wednesday, I can eat that food too.
Bro, before it's the people who keep some fest now. Some fest was always kept by one set of people anyway.
Then that we are telling
that that's always what tells you only a certain set of people believe.
And that's why it have to change. That's why the fundamental point, you know, is culture change. Because everything I would do right now is in line with dancehall culture.
Is mind culture change you want? Not music culture, mind culture.
I don't want to change the music.
Two different things.
But I want to change the mindset. Yeah. So we no longer look at some things as being combative. We can look at it and say, you know, let's be collaborative. It shouldn't be us versus them in every situation. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can't always be, yo, we are war, we are clash. That's a nature dancer.
Well, ask a question, but I think we should end first.
All right, makes sense. With that said.
Yeah, let's end on your ass. Yeah.
With that said, yeah. This has been another episode of Unscripted. As always, people, I appreciate the support so far from the social pages. Big up the social media manager. So far, it has been organic growth. We're going to put it, I'll put it away there. Organic growth. Like, nice. The people
That's when the organ is going to get bigger.
Hey.
I don't know.
You know about it?
Piano or organ.
Hey.
Hello, Randy, with that one day. Until next week, people.
Man never say organic growth. The man say organic growth.
Come on.